Luke Delaney. And Luke, apologies for having you hold on there. We had Dave Matthews, and we had to take him there and then. But Luke Delaney being the ex-North Melbourne player, now a Saint as of officially with pick 77 going back to North Melbourne from the Saints on that today. Luke, thanks for your time and joining us on Gillette Trade Radio. It took a while to get there. It seemed like it was going to happen for some time, but at the same time, until it's done, it's not done. And I'd imagine right now you're quite a relieved person.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me on, boys. Yeah, it was a bit of a lengthy process. The drawn-out process probably is a bit up in the air. You sort of don't really have any control over it. So, yeah, like you said, I'm a pretty relieved man. Happy to have a new home for 2014.
Got caught up, didn't it? At least by way of the two clubs talking over what was going to happen and how it was going to happen with Nick Del Santo. And you were the collateral for that. But, yeah, well, now that it's all said and done, as it nears the end of week four, the fact you are a Saint, yeah, you've got that to look forward to now. For, is it a three-year deal you've got?
Yeah, got the 3 years, yep.
And that must be a real bonus for you because there was no guarantee at North, despite you playing well late in the season. But the 3 years now, I reckon, for yourself would be a pretty good outcome.
Yeah, definitely. Just to have that security to know that, the next 3 years I've got there to look forward to and really try and flourish as a player is pretty exciting.
Luke, when did did you decide that North Melbourne, you just couldn't stay there because of opportunity? And when did St Kilda come knocking?
I left it pretty late till the end of the year, pretty much. I'd spoken to Brad a few times throughout the year and he'd been pretty honest with me about what he wanted from me and where it was to go from there. But I left it till probably right up until the end of the season just to see what other movement of other players were and then obviously to get a gauge on what other clubs thought of me and where I was at in amongst other clubs. So pretty much until right up to the end of the season. And St Kilda came to me probably 2 or 3 weeks out from the end of the season as well.
How definitive were they with their role for you to play and the opportunity that would present itself?
Yeah, very clear and open and honest about where the club was at and where they saw me fit. So that was probably the biggest thing for me when I spoke to them. They were open and honest and told me where they saw me playing. Obviously, you've got to play your role each week to keep your spot, but that was the most exciting thing for me and made me feel like they actually really wanted me at the club.
Look, I suppose by way of perception to us on the outside at least, North Melbourne's the club with the bullet and going one way up the ladder, and St Kilda is the club going the other way, and there's reasons for both of those scenarios, and both clubs are certainly happy to explain why that's the case. You're leaving the club, though, that seems to be going up to go to the one that seems to be going down. Just take us through the mindset of leaving a bunch of people who are mates and have been for a couple of years now with you at North Melbourne to go to a club which has got some tough times ahead of it.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose spending 5 years at North, you obviously create a lot of great relationships with both the players and staff there. So to know that they're definitely on the rise and they're on the right path for success in the next few years makes it even a tougher decision. I suppose if you look at it, I just had to step back and probably picture where I sat in amongst all that.
Yep.
If I played another year at North and I was in and out for the next year, it sort of puts my career in jeopardy, I suppose, at my age, being 24, 25 next year. Currency as a player amongst other clubs probably goes down as well. So
yep,
spot on.
I just had to look at it from a bigger perspective and say, well, where do I fit amongst all that?
Now, Terry and I have discussed it quite regularly on Trade Radio this year, and Terry's big on it. No, like, I admire the fact that you're happy to make that decision for yourself, and I reckon too often the player gets caught up in decisions made. They're out of his control by a footy club, and you're prepared to put your reputation on the line and go and pursue what you believe is right for you, and I think well done to you, mate. And 3 years is testament to that being the case, and good luck with it.
Thanks very much, guys. Cheers. Appreciate it.